The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. So, are you aware of the fact, how widely was it reported that the Houthis, and I'm going to tell you who the Houthis are, because the odds are, let's see, if 1% is 1 out of 100, what is 1 out of 1,000? 1/10 of 1%? Right. I'm not sure that... Well, by the way, I am included. I needed to do research. Who knows who the Houthis are? Sean used to have a sign behind him, Houthi Power. But I don't think... I think it was Hooters that he had actually put up. He meant to put up Houthi. At any rate... Very few people know about them. I'm going to tell you who they are. But tragically and terribly, a Liberian-owned Barbados-flagged bulk carrier, and it was the first fatal maritime assault carried out by the Yemen rebels. And this was, they're Iranian-backed. They killed three crew members. Launched a missile strike on a commercial vessel, the name of which was True Confidence. It was set ablaze about 50 miles from the coast of Yemen's port of Aden, which is the capital. Wasn't it, Aden was, wasn't Aden like a half century ago or more an independent place? The reason I think that is because I used to collect stamps and I remember having stamps. But anyway, who are the Houthis? This is from Spiked. Over the past few months, Yemen's Houthi rebels have been attacking container ships and energy tankers in the Red Sea. The Houthis say that these attacks are retaliation for Israel's incursion into Gaza. By the way, let's say that's true. Let's imagine that is true. You get the moral understanding of that? Israel and Hamas are at war, so we will kill people bringing ships through the Red Sea. Get it? That makes sense to you? I don't know why I'm questioning the morality of it. It's so sick. I'm pondering just that, but okay. This has delighted anti-Israel activists in the West who have taken to the streets with a new chant. Yemen, Yemen, make us proud. Turn another ship around. How's that, eh? Doesn't quite rhyme, but they're good at that. Yemen, make us proud. The left. It's clear that those Western leftists currently cheering on the Houthis know very little about this regressive movement. Officially known as Ansar Allah, supporters of God, the Houthis have been in open rebellion against the Yemeni government since 2004. Today, the Houthis are the dominant force in a divided country. The Houthis, like at least a third of Yemenis today, are Zaydi, which is a branch of Shia Islam. Now, I didn't know that. The Houthis are Shiites, so it's another reason Iran backs them. Iran, the Iranian regime, it's an incarnation of evil on our planet. So the founder, Al-Houthi, that's why it's named Houthis, Hussein, who led what would become the Houthi movement in a more militant direction. They got their name after he was assassinated in 2004. Hussein spent the time in Iran. That's interesting. I have more about them, so you'll know about them. Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. I welcome you back and remind you that the show begins each hour at the top of the hour. Some stations still are not doing that. I'm not saying this with annoyance. I'm just letting you know that is the case for most stations. I'm explaining to you who the Houthis are. They're starting to kill people and randomly going through the Red Sea, where Yemen is located. So they are Shia or Shiite Muslims, as is the Iranian regime. So the head, one who became the head, named Hussein, he spent time in Iran, and he was inspired. How's that? He was inspired by the Ayatollah Khamenei's, or in that case Khomeini's, theocratic regime. In 2000, Hussein coined the slogan, you'll like this, the depth of this slogan, death to America, death to Israel, a curse upon the Jews, victory for Islam. There is a profoundly Jew-hating strain in Islam. It precedes the modern state of Israel by, let's see, 300 by about, let's see, Muhammad is in the 600s, so that's 1400 years about. Yes. There are verses in the Quran that are negative to the Jews, and if you read my book, Why the Jews, which explains a lot of things, it's the reason for anti-Semitism, the greatest predictor of evil in the world. That's the subtitle, very appropriate for the time in which we live. There is no society that is not severely damaged for many, many centuries, in fact, by Jew hatred. Even if you're not a fan of the Jews or Israel, please know that anti-Semitism ruins the society that allows for it. Spain was a world power till it kicked out its Jews in 1492, the same year Columbus sailed to America. And then it went into a tailspin. Anyway, death to America, death to Israel, a curse upon the Jews, victory for Islam. Notice it doesn't say a curse upon the Zionists. Whoa, they're honest. The Believing Youth Movement shouted this out at the end of so many prayers that for a while it was known as the party of the slogan. Imagine that at the end of your prayers, that's what you yell, death to America, death to Israel, a curse upon the Jews, victory for Islam. Another stabbing yesterday in Israel of mostly teenagers now. They're just shooting at Jews. How come that we don't have the opposite? It's exceedingly rare that a Jew just walk over and kill a Palestinian, an Arab, a Muslim. From 2000 onward, Saudi Arabia intervened openly on Saleh's side. Saleh was the head, nominal head of Yemen, and was not a Houthi in what was becoming a civil war. At the same time, Iran was clearly supporting the Houthis politically and probably militarily. Since 2015, Saudi Arabia, with the support of the U.S. and the U.K., has been engaged in a calamitous war against the Houthi regime. Hundreds of thousands have died. Another proof that the people screaming for Palestinians don't give a damn about Palestinians. They hate Israel. It's all about hatred of Israel. 100%. Hundreds of thousands have died in Yemen. Tens of thousands of Christians have been raped, slaughtered, butchered, kidnapped by Muslims in West Africa. Not a peep from the anti-Israel crowd, because they don't give a damn about black Africans. They don't give a, certainly not give a damn about Christians in Africa. They don't even give a damn about Muslims. Are they tearing down campuses on behalf of Uyghurs in China? Has there been one college demonstration on behalf of the Uyghurs, Muslims being persecuted in China? The issue is Israel. They hate Israel. Get it? I mean, really hate it. Also, it gives them meaning. Secularism plus affluence plus youth is a really bad combination. The Houthis have little to offer, let alone unify Yemenis, apart from a strategic alliance with Iran and a loathing of America and Israel. In the areas the Houthis control, the Houthi regime is proving itself profoundly illiberal. I want you to hear this. This is another precious note of contemporary life. It has suspended elections and tortured and executed dissenters. And ready? And homosexuals. The left supports Houthis, which executes homosexuals. Their hatred of Israel and secondarily America is much greater than their care for anyone. Almost every day I note to you, left-wing groups don't care about the groups that they speak in the name of. Teachers' unions don't care about students. Feminist groups don't care about women. Many civil rights groups don't care about blacks. They basically just hate America and whites. Like Black Lives Matter is a perfect example. Feminists don't stand up for women who are being cheated out of winning in sports because men are competing because they say they're women. The communists came to power and speaking in the name of the workers. Hey, you know what? I never included Mao did in the name of the peasants. And then he killed 60 million of them. The lefties, leftists don't care about Arabs or Palestinians. They hate Israel. Yes, so the Houthis, supported apparently, according to this, by many on the left in the West, they execute homosexuals. And then you get groups like Queers for Palestine. Now, why would a queer be for Palestine when the Palestinians would likely hang him? Why? Because these people hate Israel more than they love gays. That's how you can have queers for Palestine. What few of the movement's Western apologists understand is that the Houthis are simply filling a vacuum left by the collapse of the nationalist alternative. In other words, let's all unite as Yemenis. This is a good example of where nationalism can be healthy, because it unites disparate people. Insofar as the Houthis represent a challenge to the West, it is a reactionary one. It is only taking Yemen backwards. The Houthis' rise is a blow to Yemenis, to democracy, and to the wider Middle East. And what was the chant? The chant was, Yemen, Yemen, make us proud. Turn another ship around. Ah, the left. To be always wrong is a phenomenon. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.